Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
Hey Nick, High Point Center broke ground this week.
Ooh.
That is a 5,800 square foot retail building with High Point Restaurant, and then there will be two other spaces for maybe an office suite, and then there'll be space at the other end of the building for another restaurant or food eatery place.
Okay.
It's located on Highway 50 next to Dollar General. And if I recall, I think the way it's going to be situated on the lot, it'll face west. So that'll be a way for the drive-through for High Point to be a little more efficient.
Okay.
So O'Fallon will be High Point's first Metro East location, and I can't wait. So I don't know how it works. I know they have a St. Louis location, so I don't know if their menu over here will be the same. But if it is, holy cow.
Yeah.
That menu looks delicious. They have a taco burger. So it's a meat patty, and then on top of that, Cool Ranch Doritos and chili cheese Fritos, plus an avocado ranch dressing, and then Mission Taco Joint sauce. Mission Taco Joint is a taco
I know
place.
Mission Taco.
Okay. Yeah. I am 100% a burger gal. Are you a burger guy?
I like burgers.
Okay. I could eat cheeseburgers all day and just never get tired of them. My signature burger is like a bacon double cheeseburger, no bun, with extra cheese and extra bacon, and then a whole bunch of mayo on the side.
Now, I think High Point is the sister restaurant to Sugar Fire.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm pretty sure they were started by the same chef. So if you're a fan of Sugar Fire, I bet you'll love High Point, too.
I do love Sugar Fire. And fun fact, I was the first paying customer at Sugar Fire in O'Fallon.
I remember that.
Do you?
I remember that. I do. I think it was the ribbon cutting, wasn't it?
It was the Young Professionals group we
That's
had.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
The night before they opened.
Had that the night before.
Yeah,
okay.
We got exclusive access.
That's right. I was close. I was at the ribbon cutting, but I wasn't quite.
Close, but no cigar.
Apparently, I'm not young professional enough.
No
it's
comment.
It's the fact that I show up in, you know, cargo shorts and flip-flops to, like, you know, black tie events, but, you know, it's what makes me me. Well, the best part of Sugar Fire is almost every one of their meals is like, I'll take the burger. And the employee will be like, okay, did you want the brisket or sausage on top of that? And then
right.
For a side, did you want bacon or the pork patty?
It is meat on top of meat.
It is
with
a
the
lot.
Side. If you saw their special today, it's the same.
It's a lot of meat.
I love it.
Anyway, so High Point's going in. That's cool. Any other construction updates?
Yep. In fact, let's do a big one.
Ooh.
There is quite a bit of new construction happening. So let's start in the west part of town. So
okay.
We have Metro East Dermatology and Skin Cancer Center on Regency Park. That looks like that's about finishing up. And then there's a lot of activity in the shops at Richland Creek, which is that new development back behind Jimmy John's.
Yep, yep. I've seen the Popeyes and the Burger King are both open.
Yes, that's right. They're both open. And then finishing up new construction over there is a business called No Leash Needed. And then there's also a Discount Tire. And then if you've driven by recently, you may have noticed a new building going up right there. It's on the corner of Central Park and Greenmount Road. That is going to be a total access urgent care center.
Oh, okay.
Also in the west, the Highway 50 Office Suites, which is that beautiful three-story building that we covered back in our very first episode back in March. That looks like it's nearly complete. And that will be home to Advanced Vision Care, which is an outpatient eye surgery center, and then they'll also have some office space for rent.
Okay.
And then Insight Professional Park, which is the newest corporate set of office buildings, they're back there behind Denny's, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
They have a new building going up that will be home to First American Title. And then we just covered High Point, which is breaking ground now. And then we talked in a recent episode, there's that proposed barbecue restaurant and coffee shop over next to Walgreens and the fire station over there.
Yep.
And then continuing east, Revela Senior Living Center on Seven Hills. Have you seen that when you were coming up to work today?
I came a different route.
Okay. But you've seen it.
I have seen it, but
beautiful.
I just came a different route today.
Okay.
But
so that's
yes.
That's coming along nicely.
I'll check it out when I leave.
All right. You'll see that. You'll recall that that's part of a much larger development that includes not only the senior living, but memory care and then some patio homes too. And then if we continue even further east, Farmers and Merchants Bank is being built at Four Point Center, which is the area around the McKendree Metro Recplex.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a 4,000 square foot bank and financial center. And I talked to the branch manager the other day, and he said that the new bank will have a conference room that will be available for groups to reserve.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm really excited about that because I know that's a huge need in town.
Yeah.
And then also right there by the Recplex is Aberdeen Village Apartments, and they're currently leasing, but they also still have a number of buildings that are going up there, and that includes the retail center that is under construction at the front part of the property. So much new commercial construction. Those are the new projects. If you add in the renovations to existing buildings, that list is even longer than the new construction. And then you add in all the residential builds, and the city is currently sitting at about $54 million in development year to date through August.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that incredible? And then I also learned this morning that the city just approved a $1.4 million renovation for Walmart. So they'll probably get started on that at some point.
Wow. Things keep moving right along. And
yeah,
that,
they do.
That's great.
It is.
So Jess, what's on the calendar for this week?
If you're someone who likes to get out and about in town, you will have plenty of opportunity for that this weekend because it is loaded with fun community events. Tonight, Friday, October 15th, is the final movie in the park. It's Jumanji 2, The Next Level, and it'll start at dusk, so probably around 7 or 7:30. The rain looks like it's going to finish up by tonight, but it looks like it'll be a little cooler, which I think is perfect outdoor movie watching
weather.
So bring a blanket and some popcorn and head over to the community park across from Dairy Queen for the movie in the park. Also tonight, the YMCA in O'Fallon is hosting a fall festival for the whole family. It is from 6 to 8 p.m. They'll have food trucks, trunk or treating, inflatables, a hot chocolate bar, sign me up, and more. So again, that's tonight at the YMCA in O'Fallon from 6 until 8 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, October 16th, is the last Vine Street Market of the season. The market opens at 8 and live music starts at 9 a.m., and tomorrow's market weather will be perfect fall weather. Remember we talked recently about how I'm so impatient? Well, it's on its way. I think it's going to be a really cool start to the day. So maybe throw on a sweater, grab some coffee, and take advantage of the last farmer's market of the season. I do want to give a huge shout out to Sarah Burton. She is the Vine Street Market Coordinator, and this market has been her project for the last 3 years, and I hope she's really proud of what's been created.
Definitely.
She's worked so hard to get just a variety of vendors there and then experiences for the attendees. So Sarah, thank you very much. It has quickly become, I think, the social center of the city on Saturday mornings, and we're all just so grateful.
Good job, Sarah.
Also on Saturday is the O'Fallon Parks and Rec Fall Festival at Rock Springs Rotary Park, and that's from 4 until 8 p.m. Hayrides, live music, bonfire with s'mores, and games for the kids. They'll also have a food truck, so I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And then Saturday night from 5 until 9 p.m. is the Witches and Wizards Night Out in the downtown district, and I'm going to be heading there with some of my crew.
So Jessica, are you dressing up in costume?
You know, I don't think I'll be in costume like I have in years past, but I definitely have some Halloween gear that I'll be sporting. But as a reminder, this event is for 21 and over. $5 gets you an event wristband. And with that, you'll get a list of participating bars and restaurants where you can stop in and get some signature-themed drinks. And then the costume contest will be held inside the VFW at 8:15. And what I'm most excited about, Nick, is I think this is the first big event after hours since all those lights have been strung over certain parts of First Street. And I just think that's going to make for a really fun festival atmosphere.
Definitely.
I'm excited. And then also on October 16th from 5:30 to 8:30, it's Halloween Movie and Art Night at Art Gecko in downtown O'Fallon for ages 6 to 14, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Perfect.
Starting next week on Monday, October 18th, United Methodist Church in O'Fallon on Highway 50 across from the high school starts their annual pumpkin patch. I always get a smile on my face when the first day I drive by and I see like all of the pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
So many pumpkins. And then next Thursday, October 21st, from 4 until 8 p.m., Keystone Place at Richmond Creek is hosting a barbecue, blues, and brews parking lot party. Ooh, say that five times.
I was just about to say.
That's a lot. You can enjoy barbecue, live music, and a cash bar, and all of the proceeds benefit the Explorers programs for our first responders. The Explorers are kids ages 14 through 20 who have an interest in either law enforcement, EMS medical services, or firefighting. And when you're an explorer, you get training and insights into each of those professions. And it's a great program for kids to establish some leadership skills and then also how you can create community. So consider stopping by this parking lot party next Thursday, October 21st from 4 until 8 p.m. to support the Explorers. And there are many, many more events coming up, but we'll cover those in next week's episode.
Sounds good. Well, it's another busy weekend around town.
Sure is.
Sounds fun. But on that note, I've got to get rolling.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.